Let me ask you a question. Why do you go to church? Some that go to church simply go to be entertained. They want a live musical performance. They want theatrics. And yet others go to seek and look to find an encounter with God. There was a news article that suggests a lot of young people are interested in the second point that we made, looking for an encounter with God. And when they make that assertion, they come away disappointed. So here's some points from the article. It's not that they don't care. In a study, 80% of people in their 20s said their faith is very important in their lives. Nearly 60% claimed to have a commitment to Jesus Christ. 3/4 told the Barna Research Group in California that they prayed during the past 7 days. But in a typical week, just 3 out of 10 of them attended church. Only 30% of adults in their 20s donated something to a church during the past year. The same percentage holds for those who read their Bible during any given week. One of the trends that this researcher said that they're noticing is that people are looking for something that's real. And he went on to say that college students are looking for a worship service where there's nothing fancy. Sally Morgenthaler addressed such desires in her book, Worship Evangelism, Inviting Unbelievers into the Presence of God. She said that young people want to encounter the other at church. But they're not finding it there, she said. They're finding programs. They're finding games. They're finding cute things to do. But they're not finding an experience with the other that they assume is there somewhere in the world. I have mixed feelings when I read an article like this. A part of me is encouraged that people, young people in particular, want to find God, and they're not looking for entertainment in church. But yet I wonder if they realize there is more to church services than just looking for God. So I ask a question again. Why do you go to church? Do you go to be entertained? Or are you seeking God? Or is there another reason that you go to church? Or is there some other important thing that you're seeking God that might be as important as seeking God? So let me first say that to seek God is good. To look for God is a good thing. And one certainly should seek the Lord. He is the source of sustenance and strength, according to the psalmist in Psalm 34 and verse 10, Psalm 105 in verse 4. He is the source of wisdom and understanding, according to Proverbs 28 and verse 5. And Paul says in Acts 17, verses 26 and 27, that God wants us to seek Him. And Jesus said in His Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6 and verse 33, that He wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So one should hope to find in church God. Paul wrote about the possibility of reactions by visitors. When he wrote 1 Corinthians 14, beginning in verse 23, he said, "Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, and he is convicted by all, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. And so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you." We should hope that our services are such that will draw people nearer to God and not push them farther away from Him. And yet God is found in obedience, not attendance. the Father and the Son abide with us as Jesus, as we keep Jesus' commandments. It's what Jesus tells us in John 14, verses 21 through 23. And this is how we truly know Jesus and the Father, is through obedience. 1 John 2. We need to abide in the doctrine of Christ, and when we do so, we have both the Father and the Son. 2 John, verse 9. And we need to understand that God and Jesus are found when we obey their commands, such as the command to believe. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to please God. John 8 and verse 24, such as the command to repent. Acts 17 verses 30 and 31, Paul said that God now commands all men to repent. Such as the command to confess that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10. And such as the command to be baptized. Mark 16 verse 16, which says, he that believeth and is baptized will be saved. And that's what we see taking place in Acts chapter 2, beginning about verse 38. And it's through this that we are united with Christ. Romans 6 verses 3 and 4. And it's through this that we put Christ on in baptism. Galatians 3 and verse 27. So when we are saved, the Lord adds us to His church. And that, my friend, is when we have found God. That's what we have recorded for us in Acts 2, verses 41 and 47. And then God can be found anywhere, anytime, even in your own room through prayer. Matthew 6 and verse 6, Hebrews 4, verses 13 through 16. Even when the world may forsake you, you can find God anywhere and anytime. That's what Paul told the young preacher Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verses 16 and 17. So like I said, to seek God, to look for God is a good thing. But we're not going to find Him just by going to church. We have to obey the gospel. We have to abide in His word. And when we do that, one can find God anywhere. Then we ask the question again, why go to church? Well, it's for this reason. To serve God is better. Finding God, we have to do. And we must serve God when we find Him. So for this reason, we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 9 and verse 14. And also for this reason, we are receiving an unshakable kingdom. Hebrews 12 and verse 28. And when we find Him, we must continue to serve God until eternity arrives, and then even into eternity. Revelation 7 verse 15 and Revelation 22 and verse 3. So what good is it to find God if I'm not going to serve Him? Well, what I understand with this point is that I have an opportunity to serve God by assembling with the saints, by going to church. As we offer the sacrifices of praise through song and through prayer, we become spiritual priests, ordained to offer spiritual sacrifices. 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. And Hebrews 13 and verse 15 tells us that we do so through the fruit of our lips. But we're doing more than just giving praises to God when we sing and when we pray. We're also edifying one another through these things, and we do this when we assemble and praise God. Now, I understand with the pandemic, the virus, that there have been several that have preferred to stay home. And we've had the live stream, the Zoom services and whatnot, Facebook. But we cannot edify one another. We cannot exhort one another through Zoom, through Facebook, and through live stream. We edify one another by assembling together. We exhort one another by not forsaking our assembling together. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. And we teach and edify each other in the songs that we sing, Colossians 3 and verse 16. And as we make intercessions for others through our prayer, we are exhorted, we are encouraged. Paul did the same thing by teaching young Timothy to pray, 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3. And if the prayer of one righteous man avails much, then more so the prayers of many righteous, James 5 and verse 16. And then as we partake the Lord's Supper on the first day of every week, in which we proclaim the Lord's death, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26, and in which we display our unity in the one body, our unity with God, our unity with Christ, our unity with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And as we lay by in store each week, as we give of our means, we minister to the needs of others in the church through the collection. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2. And we also encourage others to give thanks to God. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 12 and 13. You know, if there's not a single sermon preached, all of us have the opportunity to serve God every time we assemble with the saints. Every single time we go to church. Now, regarding the reasons that someone may go to church, can I suggest that as Christians, it is not to be entertained? That goes against what the Apostle Paul warned. He warned young Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. He said that the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. It's not even to seek God or experience the other, because we're already His children, if I'm going to be entertained. Now, I have friends that go to these churches that basically it's a concert, and they say, oh, that they're edified, and I may make someone mad by saying this, but I don't read of this type of worship being commanded in the New Testament. I don't read of someone playing an instrument, which is not commanded in the New Testament, performing a solo artist's performance in front of a group of people and calling that worship. That's not the example that I see in the pages of God's Word. We assemble together as the church for the opportunity to serve. First, to serve God through our acts of devotion, and secondly, to serve His children through the same means. And it's with this attitude that it will not matter whether we assemble with 10 people or 10,000 people. We're still going to offer our service to our Lord and Creator, and we will still encourage those who are present. And yet when we assemble with an attitude and readiness to serve God and our brethren, we will get more out of our service, out of any service that we attend. Because the more one puts into something, the more they get out of it. It's just like Jesus said, or as Paul said that Jesus said in Acts 20 verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let me ask you another question. Have you found God through faith and obedience to His Son? If so, are you willing to serve God and His children both in and out of the assemblies of the church? I want to thank you for being with me today. And as we point out at other times, if you would like to hear this lesson again, go to our website, churchateastside.com. And you can also look me up on Facebook if you'd like to ask questions. But again, as I've said in the past, if you want to question what I've said, bring your Bible and bring Scripture to prove your point. And I'll be glad to sit down and discuss with you the Word of God. Thank you again for being with me.